Actually, the opposite of that is true. Giving your teenager a credit card is a way to teach your child how to be irresponsible about money. Sorry, folks. I'm really sorry about that. But that is true. Teach your child instead a cash and go basis. Everything that they spend, they have cash in hand that they can feel and touch and smell and see. Most cash you don't want to. You want to wash your hands after you. But anyway, that's my phobic side coming out. But anyway, use cash instead of credit cards or loans. All right, 11. If you pay your credit card balance off every month, you get free use of their money. True or false? The annual fee. Yeah, that would give it away. So do we believe this is true or false? I didn't say true. See, in the first service, it was like equal true and false on both sides. We were going to make the truths sit over here and the false sit over here. No. Well, there are at least two things that I can think of that come together here to make this a false statement. To make this a false statement. The fact that 78% of us do not pay off our balance every month of our credit cards. That's one. All right? Now, the next thing that's important is something that I didn't even think about until I started doing research. Do you realize if we use credit cards, we spend 12 to 18% more than if we had cash in hand? We get the next bigger TV because it's sure easy to let that cash slip out of our fingers whenever it's plastic, right? On the credit card, if we divide that out into 4 months, that's only $50 a month. If we have cash in hand, it's much harder for us to spend money. That's just something about our brain and the way we are. Cash in hand, it's like you can see it going and it's painful. And so we spend less money by 12 to 18% if we use cash, or we spend 12 to 18% more money if we use credit cards than if we use cash. Does that make sense to everybody? So it is a true-false question. In a way, there is some truth to it. However, when you add those two things that I could think of together, to me, in my mind, it makes that a false statement. All right, 12. A credit card is a great way to chalk up bonus points or airline miles. Well, you do acquire bonus points and you do acquire airline miles, but do you realize that 75% of those never get cashed in? And so guess who gets that money? Anybody want to take a guess? Yeah. First of all, that's not reasons to get a credit card, number one. But also, Dave says, rich people didn't get rich with free hats, with brownie points, or with air miles. Think about that. Rich people didn't get rich by getting 0.01% on your whatever it is, I'm just guessing, on your credit card, all right? Just five more multiple choice and we'll be done with this. According to the American Bankruptcy Study of Bankruptcy Filers, what percentage of filers say credit card debt caused their bankruptcy? Do I have 69 on my back or something? You're right, 69%. 69%. 14. More than what percentage of graduating college seniors have credit card debt before they have a job? This one is 80%. 80%. Can you imagine that? They have credit card debt before they even have a job. According to the American Bankruptcy Institute, what percentage of people who filed for bankruptcy in 2004 were college students? I hear 30. You don't know? 19%.